How about direct evidence for the prognosis of micromets and ITCs? Well, the SEER database, with all its problems that I'm sure Gordon and Roger are going to tell us about, has the advantage that it's huge numbers of patients. If you look at this, the patients between 92 and 2003, they have 209,720 patients, and they've looked at those patients who have micrometastases. Number one, that incidence of micrometastasis increases over that time period from 2% to 7%. I think one of the relevant points in relation to that is that the lymph node negative group is the group that is reducing in number. So you can see here the increase in micrometastases, whilst the node positive patient group continues pretty much at a level. So the micrometastasis group is being identified from that group of patients who were previously recorded as node negative, I think. So we have more patients.